Adam walked towards the light. It was really bright. It was being held by a young American soldier, and he was just flashing it on and off, into the shipping container. Enter Sandman was reverberating inside the container, echoing violently around the steel walls. Adam stood there for a moment and watched. The song ended, and then immediately it began again. The young soldier holding the light glanced over at Adam. He carried on flashing it and said, "You need to go away now." "Ha," said Adam to me, back in the Newsweek offices. "That's the term he used. You need to go away." "Did you look inside the container?" I asked him. "No," said Adam. "When the guy told me that I had to go away, I went away." He paused. But it was kind of obvious what was going on in there. Adam called Newsweek from his cell phone and pitched them a number of stories. Their favorite was the Metallica one. "I was told to write it as a humorous thing," said Adam. "They wanted a complete playlist." So Adam asked around. It turned out that the songs being blasted at prisoners inside the shipping container included Metallica's Enter Sandman, the soundtrack to the movie Triple X, a song that went Burn, Motherfucker, Burn, and, rather more surprisingly, the I Love You song from Barney and Friends, the Barney the Purple Dinosaur show, along with songs from Sesame Street. Adam emailed the article to New York, where a Newsweek editor phoned the Barney people for a comment. He was put on hold. The on-hold music was the Barney I Love You song. The last line of the article, written by the Newsweek editor, was, "It broke us, too." I first learned about the Barney torture story on 19 May 2003, when it ran as a funny, "and finally," type item on NBC's Today Show.